Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I know it's been a couple of, it's been like a week since the last time I uploaded. A lot's been going on. I've been trying to adjust the new job, new location, all that kind of stuff. But we're not here to talk about excuses. You know, you read the title. We're talking about why men get in relationships in the first place. Now, this is an interesting discussion because a lot of people have their own reasons for getting in relationships. But I want to focus on men in particular. And the reason why is because a lot of men are checking out of relationships entirely. And a lot of normies, people, NPCs, they're like, why are men checking out? This is a crazy phenomenon. It's all because of those evil MGTOW guys and the red pill, and it's all terrible. But here's the thing. What is it that men want in relationships? Let's start there. Because in order to answer the question of why men get in relationships, we have to ask, well, what do people want in relationships? Well, men usually want intimacy. That's number one. They also tend to want women who are going to be an asset to them and not just another bill to pay. And if we look back in the past, men wanted legacies. They wanted to be able to protect and provide, but they also, with that came a level of control. I know control is a dirty word. People are like, oh, control. Oh, it's so horrible. No, it's normal. It's like saying, it's like me going to my buddy and saying, hey, I want you to, protect my, and provide for my car while I'm gone, but you can't drive it. You can't move it. You can't do anything to it. You just kind of, but you still have to protect and provide for it. You can't have any control over it whatsoever. That'd be stupid, right? And I can hear people in the comments, Austin, you're comparing women to cars. We're not objects. You're missing the point. You are missing the point entirely. And in fact, this is why a lot of men don't want to get in relationships, because of this exact attitude. We as men, we want peace. We want quiet. We want to be able to get and take on the world. And we don't want to be taking on a war on two fronts, meaning we fight with our woman and with the world. We don't want to do that. But a lot of dudes will settle for that because they have no backbone. And they've been taught through years of the public school, years maybe in the church, years of listening to relatives, mothers, fathers, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, whatever. And they've been told that this is, oh, it's just part of the relationship. You got to get over it. You got to get over yourself. You're taking yourself too seriously. Gentlemen, let me tell you something. One of the things that men want that I found in relationships, we want not just companionship, because that's such a cop-out phrase. What we want is we want someone to be an asset to us, help us build. But the problem is a lot of women don't want to do that. You know what? And I don't blame them either, by the way. I don't blame them. And this is not the kind of show where I sit here and tell you that men are perfect and women are evil. That's just not the truth. There's his side, her side, and then there's the truth. And when we want to talk about the truth, and if we want to really get to the heart of the issue and not just vent, we need to see things from all sides, not just one side. And to do that, we must not just give a cop-out answer. And in the comments, gentlemen, as we're talking about what men want in relationships, you're more than welcome to leave what you look for in the comments below. Because I think it's interesting that a lot of men have a lot of similarities in what we want. And a lot of times we are shamed for what we want in a relationship. We're not allowed to have preferences. We're said, oh, you're toxic. You're not a nice guy. You only want one thing. You've heard all this garbage before, right? But I also think it's interesting that despite a lot of labeling, whether it's red pill, purple pill, blue pill, whatever, a lot of people, they still have this natural desire to pair up, this natural desire to find somebody. I think that that's natural, and I don't think it's evil. I don't think it's bad. But I've talked about this before on the show. You need to vet people. You need to understand what you can live with and what you can't, what you're willing to deal with and what you won't. And you need to have a backbone first, number one. And if you're trying to do anything more than just, you know, get some side chicks, You need to have a stream of income. You need to have something going for you. You can't just expect a woman's loyalty to you and you're broke and you're insecure and you got all this stuff going on. And I'm not taking their side. I'm being realistic here. It's not my job to tell you as a man that you're enough because you were born with a Schmendrick. That's not how this works. That's not how this works. That's not how this works, my friends. What is it that you think men want in relationships? I can speak about this for hours. Because at the end of the day, the problem is a lot of men are not getting what we want. We're not getting women who are loyal to us. We're not getting women who want to be, you know, build with us. We're not getting women who want anything more than to be another bill for us to pay. Which, hey, you know what? If that's what you want, that's fine. But you're nothing. The women who are like that are not different than just street workers. They're not. The only difference is one's obvious and the other one's being less obvious. I mean, one's in front of your face and the other one's behind your back. I mean, let's just be real here. And my friends, I know that might sound harsh. I know that might, you know, rub you a little the wrong way, but you know what? The truth has a ring to it. And if at any point, whether this is your first time listening to the show, or you've listened to every show that we've ever done, if you think I'm lying to you at any given point, the unsubscribe button is right there. The mute this channel button is right there. You don't have to listen to this. If you think we're lying to you in this community over here, go ahead. Go find somewhere where you think the truth is being spoken. Because at the end of the day, the truth has a ring to it. And I'm passionate about this stuff. I'm sick and tired of seeing men waste their whole life chasing after women who don't care about them. I'm sick and tired of dudes ruining the dating marketplace, women ruining the dating marketplace. I'm sick of it all. It's not just one side. One side just a lot more obvious than the other one, number one. And number two, most women have more options than most men. This is some 101 level reality check. But the women will only see about the top 5 to 10% of men, maybe 20% if they're a bottom feeder and they don't have, and, you know, they have less options. And they think that all of us are like that when it's not true. My friends, I want to pivot here for a second because I want to tell you something. I'm actually considering conducting an experiment. And what do I mean by an experiment? Well, what I mean is I'm considering getting in a relationship to then document it for you guys and explain to you in real time how it's going, how the hypergamy is showing up, how the monkey branching may or may not be kicking in, all these types of things. I want to be able to show it to you and give you those infield receipts in real time. Because I think it's something that a lot of guys will talk about after the fact, but not during when it's happening to them and they're not seeing it. But I'm thinking about doing that. I'm also considering really diving in depth on this because I want to show you guys, I'm a younger guy, I'm 24, what it's like out here for us, the dating marketplace, and what you might be dealing with, what you might encounter and how I get around it, and then you can talk about whether you want to deal with it or not. I think it's an interesting idea. I mean, why else talk about why men get in relationships if I'm not, I haven't been in one in a long time, and I don't want to be disingenuous and just give you a cop-out answer. I think it's a good idea. But I'm curious what you all have to think, what you all have to say. I think it's an interesting experiment and a worthwhile idea. So if you think it's a good idea, let me know, because I'm more than happy to do it. Well, and we could see how it would all go down, because I can guarantee you, make for some very interesting content. Of that, you can be sure. I have no idea what would happen, but what I can gather, it'd be very interesting. And I haven't been in a relationship in a while. I haven't, because I haven't wanted to. And I don't want people to be like, oh, it's because you don't have options, Austin. You can't get chicks. Okay, bro. Okay. Yeah, sure. If you believe that, again, you're more than welcome to say, oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. Go ahead. Or anybody else in who loves the show, who listens to the show, tell them they don't know what they're talking about, even though I know guys who've gotten divorced on this channel. Guys who've gotten their kids taken from them. Oh, yeah, it's a real thing. It's not just on social media. It happens to real people. And so when we talk about what men want in relationships, we take on a significant amount of risk being in a relationship. Significant. It ranges from false allegations to child support to dealing with the police to ruining our reputation. I mean, to dealing with emotional garbage and paying and losing money, all these things. But I'm willing to put myself out there and let you guys know in real time how it's shaking out, so that maybe you can learn. If you're a younger guy or even an older guy who's you're out of relationships, you haven't been in one in a long time, and you want to, instead of dealing with it yourself, you want to have a guy like me deal with it, and you can hear all the tea. You can kind of see the train wreck happening in real time, so to speak, if that happens, which statistically it does. Let me know. I'm willing to do it. Just let me know what you want. Let me know. I'd be curious to hear what you have to say, because I think it's an interesting idea, and I don't know anybody else who's doing it. And I wouldn't just do it for content. I would do it to be like, hey, you know what? Maybe we're wrong, guys. Maybe we as men were wrong, because, you know, a lot of us are toxically masculine, and we have all these ideas, and, you know, they could be very hurtful to a lot of people, especially to women. And I think that we really need to put ourselves out there and stop being so bitter and hurt. Oh, man. But I think it'd be interesting. I really think that if I decide to do that and y'all want me to, then I'm going to document it and talk about in real time how it's going, why it's going a certain direction, how to handle it based on what you want to do, when to cut bait, when not to cut bait. I think it's an interesting idea. Because at the end of the day, it's like someone saying, I'm a bodybuilder, even though they've never been in a bodybuilding competition. I can't claim to be some relationship guru know-it-all if I don't go into relationships myself. And it goes to show why I'm going my own way and why a lot of other men go their own ways, to show in a relationship why men are choosing to go their own way. A lot of men will talk about it after the fact, which is good, but a lot of times they won't talk about it during the fact. They won't document it when it's happening. They'll only talk about it after it's already happened. And I wanted to change that. Let's do some groundbreaking journalism, gentlemen. Let's do it. I'm really open to doing it. I say we do it. Give you guys the in-depth. I'll give you the lowdown. Let's just hope that she doesn't find the channel before then and realize what's going on. And we'll see what's happening, bro. But anyways, let me know what y'all have to say. I wanted to put that out there. I left it a comment on the most recent show hinting at this, and I wanted to really bring it out and show it to all of you so that we have a conversation about it. And you let me know what you think I should do, whether you want me to do it, what the pitfalls I should look out for. If I do it, let me know. I'd love to hear all of it. But my friends, I got to get back to work. I got a lot of things to get done today. The roofing industry is rough, man. I'll tell you, dealing with insurance people, dealing with sometimes difficult situations with homeowners, it's tough, man. But I don't want to vent to y'all. You're not my therapist. I'm not a weak guy. So we'll table that discussion for another time. But in the meantime, you let me know what you have to think about your relationships in the past, whether you think my experiment should go forward, all those things. I'd be here curious to know what you have to say. So in the meantime, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. I'll see you soon. Peace.